Dick Yoliano.
Why Montgomery County police and schools are being sued by the mother of a five-year-old. I'm John Doman.
Update on a Virginia state senator facing censure in the wake of the Capitol riot. I'm Michelle Bash.
Teenager shot and killed tonight in Maryland. We'll have the latest 8 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Lisa Mateo. The demand of coronavirus vaccines is outpacing the supply. This says the number of cases nears 25 million. More from CBS's Danya Backus.
New York's governor warned against COVID fatigue as he announced another 144 deaths across the state in one day.
Don't get cocky with COVID.
Like so many states, New York is struggling with a shortfall in vaccine. Governor Andrew Cuomo says New York gets 240,000 doses each week and has 7 million eligible essential workers and seniors.
This is going to take us 15, 16, 17 weeks.
A broadcast legend has died.
The first time Larry King sat in front of a live microphone, he choked. The year was 1957. The place, a small AM station in Miami Beach.
The general manager kicked open the door. He said, "This is a communications business. Communicate."
And for the next six plus decades, he did. On the radio, on CNN, and most recently on the internet. But no matter where his desk was, he was known for his interviews.
What happened with the submarine?
I don't know.
It sunk.
Did you ever say to yourself, I'm an alcoholic?
Yes.
That had to be the worst moment of your life, right?
No, it wasn't.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
King was hospitalized with COVID-19 at the start of the month. He was 87. The New York Times is reporting Donald Trump conspired with a Justice Department lawyer to try to replace Acting Attorney General Jeff Rosen to pursue his claims of voter fraud. Loyola Law School professor Jessica Levinson.
This is such a stark example of what President Trump tried to do for 4 years, which is use the Department of Justice, use whoever was the attorney general or acting attorney general to try and accomplish his personal political goals as opposed to trying to serve the American people.
The impeachment trial of former President Trump is set to begin in the Senate next month.
The Senate will conduct a trial of the impeachment of Donald Trump. It will be a full trial. It will be a fair trial.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced the trial will begin the second week of February. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who has blamed Mr. Trump for the assault, was pushing for such a delay.
We need a full and fair process where the former president can mount a defense and the Senate can properly consider the factual, legal, and constitutional questions.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve. In Russia, protesters took to the streets across the country to demand the release of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Thousands were detained. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
It's 8:03 on this Saturday, January 23rd, 2021. 27 degrees. We're going down to the teens and low 20s tonight. Good evening, I'm Sarah Jacobs, and here are the top local stories we're following this hour. The January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol brought law enforcement and military personnel from all over into D.C. to help protect the building. Now we're learning many of those who responded are coming down with COVID-19.
So far, 38 U.S. Capitol Police officers and 150 members of the National Guard have tested positive for COVID-19 since responding to the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol. The chairman of the union that represents Capitol Police says cases have spiked since the attack. That's according to CBS News. And out of the more than 25,000 National Guard troops that arrived in D.C. since then, many of them staying in close quarters inside the U.S. Capitol, more than half will be heading home in the coming days. So far, 120 suspects involved in the riot have been caught and are facing federal charges as the FBI continues their search. Melissa Howell, WTOP News.
A 20-year-old D.C. man is among several more people facing federal charges in connection to the rioting at the U.S. Capitol. The U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C. says Emmanuel Jackson was caught on video repeatedly punching a U.S. Capitol police officer while trying to enter the building January 6th. He's later seen striking a group of Capitol and D.C. police officers with a metal baseball bat. And 51-year-old Jeffrey Sabol of Colorado is accused of being part of a group that dragged a D.C. police officer down a set of exterior stairs and beat the officer. Sabol was arrested after a traffic stop in New York during which he admitted to being wanted by the FBI. The FBI is still collecting tips, photos, and videos related to the siege of the U.S. Capitol at 1-800-CALL-FBI. Now, because of the pandemic, many kids have not been in school buildings since last March. A Montgomery County parent and infectious disease scientist says it's time for schools to reopen.
Immunologist Marjorie Smelkinson, with children in kindergarten, first, third, and fourth grades, has been fighting to get the schools reopened.
If we thought that there was an actual risk, we would not be fighting this hard. But the science is saying that the spread in school is minimal.
Dr. Smelkinson acknowledges the fear after more than 400,000 Americans have died of COVID. But she says schools that stick to safety protocols don't stoke community transmission.
Masking, distancing, hand hygiene, those kinds of things. We do need to open our schools, but also have strong protocols in place.
Montgomery County says it's assessing state guidance after Governor Hogan urged school systems to offer at least some remote learning by March 1st. Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
The family of a 5-year-old Silver Spring boy is suing the Montgomery County Police Department and the school system.
Shanta Graham says last January her son was able to walk away from East Silver Spring Elementary without being noticed. She says when police finally found the boy, they were abusive, loud, and traumatizing to a 5-year-old.
If the allegations are true, this is reprehensible behavior, and it's a failure of the system at multiple levels.
Montgomery County Councilman Will Juwando.
Not only the failure to protect and serve this, again, 5-year-old child, this little boy, but also what happened at the school.
Lawyers for the mom tell Bethesda Beat the allegations were all based off of body cam footage. Neither police nor the school system is commenting because of the ongoing litigation. John Dome in WTOP News.
Health plans offered through Virginia's Health Insurance Exchange are banned from providing abortion coverage. But that ban would be lifted under a bill just passed by Virginia's state Senate.
Abortion is the only legal medical procedure that is banned under the health exchange here.
Virginia Democratic Senator Jennifer McClellan saying the bill would end unnecessary restrictions on reproductive health care options. But opponents like Republican Senator Steve Newman express concern that federal subsidies that help cover the cost of plans could in some cases go to abortion services.
There are some of us that believe that on this very controversial item that no tax money should be used in this way.
The bill passed in the Senate almost entirely along party lines. It now heads to the House. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
A teenager shot and killed in Maryland today. We have details on that story right after traffic and weather next. It's 8:07.
Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should too. University of Maryland Global Campus.